Hi, this is David Bowman. Welcome to Voices, a podcast about people. In this episode, I'm spending some time in front of a large audience at McGowan Brabender in Dayton, Ohio, with the PRSA Dayton chapter, and I'm speaking with Natasha Baker and Shelby Quinlevin about public relations and PRSA. So I'm here with Shelby Quinlevin and Natasha Baker, and I just wanted to start by asking you, how has public relations changed in recent years?
Well, I think that it's in some ways gotten a little bit easier in terms of being able to get directly to the audience. Before, we had to rely on media to do that for us. So we have that ability now for our clients or for our organizations to talk right to the audience that we've been trying to reach with the message that we want. But it's also got tougher because we can't sound like PR people anymore. We have to have conversations now, and we have to think ahead, and we have to think a lot faster because the conversation is happening continuously all the time. And so I think for me, those are the big ways social media has changed PR.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more relationship-based now, and social media has just changed all aspects. 5 years ago, that wasn't even being studied in college. So it's a completely different on-the-fly kind of learning experience.
Excellent. So what do you think then with all that change, what's the biggest challenge for PR practitioners today?
I think it's being able to listen to all the conversations that are going on at the same time and knowing when it's time to jump in and respond and when it's time to let the conversation take its own kind of route and work its way out. And then again, it's that walking that really fine line of getting the information out that you need to, but in a way that the audience is going to be able to respond to, and it doesn't sound like marketing and PR speak.
Well, with regard to PRSA then, how has, with all these changes in PR, how has PRSA as an organization evolved in order to meet those changes?
I think our topics have changed considerably. I mean, we're talking about blogging and podcasting, and a couple years ago, I can't imagine that would have been a topic of the month. So that's a huge difference. I think the ways that we can all conversate, our board talks mostly on email now. So that's a big change.
And we do a lot more talking directly to members. We don't have to wait to see them at a luncheon. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. So we are interacting with them more regularly than we ever have before.
So let me backtrack then. How did you guys get involved with PRSA?
Oh, I think I'm almost the chapter historian. I think I have been involved with PRSA. I just actually had my 10-year anniversary. So I've been around PRSA for a long time. And heard about it in college. There are PRSSA student groups, and knew that I was going to get involved right away.
Yep. And same with me. I actually got involved with PRSSA in college at UD, and then my first job out of college, I joined PRSA immediately, and Natasha Baker was the president. So I got a very nice thank you for coming and everything letter. So that was my first introduction.
And you both have been members then for some time. What keeps you coming back?
For me, a lot of the jobs that I've had throughout my career have been positions where I'm working in PR by myself. So I don't have a network of folks within my job to rely on, to bounce ideas off of. And so PRSA has always been that connection for me, this great network of different experiences and resources to information that I wouldn't have had access to otherwise.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your time with me today. Any closing remarks?
I would say join if you haven't joined. You should. It's really it's a great organization, and like I said, it's a great network of folks. And certainly, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to any of the board. We're always there.
And where could they find more information about PRSA?
We are online. Our website is prsadayton.com. You can also find us at PRSA Dayton on Facebook and on Twitter at PRSA Dayton.
Thank you very much. Yeah.